It feels great, man. I mean, I've been waiting for this for the whole a year and a half, and just to get the opportunity to play, it's just an amazing feeling, you know. So I'm looking forward to it this Friday and just go out there and just have fun.
How are you feeling fitness-wise?
I'm very well fit, you know. I'm just been taking one day at a time, hoping that when I get out there, I just don't get tired too quick or anything like that. But I'm really very fit. I'm just looking forward to go out there and play with the guys.
Such a long journey for you. Did you ever lose hope at some point and think that maybe it wouldn't happen?
No, I did not lose hope, man. I knew things like this happened in this sport, and just kept it positive once I heard the news. But, you know, I knew something was going to come up, and then thank God it came back with the Wildcats, so I was really happy.
Are you nervous at all, Youngie, going into Friday?
No, not at all, man. I can't be nervous, man. This has been a long year and a half waiting to play, so I'm going to go all the nerves out. So,
are you clear on what your role's going to be over the next sort of 6 weeks?
Just whatever the team needs me to do, and I go out there and do whatever, whether just communicate, cheer for them, or go out there and just help them defensively, offensively. So whatever they need me to do, I'll be there to do it for them.
Tell us about how you found out that you'd got the call up. Who broke the news to
you? My agent called me like 6 in the morning to let me know. And I was like, oh, really? And then I went to practice and then got called in by Trav and then Nick and then gave me the news. But I already knew before they told me, so it's good.
And what's the response been from the playing group to find out that you're there?
They were really excited, man. You know, I've been with them the whole year and a half, man. I never left, you know. I never let my guard down. Once I heard the news that I wasn't part of the team, I just kept coming to practice and just felt like I was part of the team. So when I got back, I was still part of the team. So it wasn't like, oh, somebody knew, or I was left for a year and a half and came back. So I was just still part of the team. I knew everything. I knew everybody. Just felt like a home.
You feel pretty comfortable you can slot straight in, given that you've been training with them for so long?
Yes, I do feel comfortable. So, you know, everything that we've been going through for the whole year, I know it. So I'm just going to fit right in and help the team.
Did you come to many of the games here at the arena last season and watch the boys?
Every game I was here. Every game. I had to be here, so I was here.
It must be exciting to then be able to play in front of a crazy...
It is an exciting experience, man. I mean, I thought it would be last Friday because, you know, that was the whole plan, you know. Me and my missus thought it was going to be last Friday, she can come and watch my game and everything, but it didn't happen. Thank God it became the second Friday, so I'm really looking forward to it.
Young, you're obviously important that you guys get a win on Friday. What's the message been, main message been from Trevor training this week so far?
Just to play as hard as we can and just give it 110%, you know. What we did in the last game was first half, we just didn't come out playing or swinging at all, so we got to come out this game swinging from the first half and not let the team take advantage of us in the first two quarters. So,
what sort of threat do Wollongong pose to the team? What are the key areas to sort of watch out with them?
Well, they got very, very fast point guard in the front court. They're really quick and fast, and then their four men can really shoot the ball. So, you know, they can spread out the floor and attack us on a break. But what we're going to do is just contain them and make sure they don't get a lot of fast break and everything like that.